Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding expectations, simplifying lives, and establishing legacies that last for generations. Leverage their exclusive network of experts to help achieve your personal and professional financial goals. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect to a wealth advisor today at Corient.com.
Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcast to get started right now. Now time for a very questionably Russian edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I'm your local right-handed glove-talking weirdo, Corey. I am joined by the man who was sexually harassed by a vending machine, Basher.
Oh my god, why is that in this game? Like, what? Keep in mind, they kept that in, but they removed for good reason, the like 2-hour sex scene.
Wait, what?
This was like a 30 minute or a 2-hour long, I forgot the length, sex scene with one of the robots that they took out.
That can't be a real thing. That has to be a joke.
Before you continue this podcast, please, because this is what we were doing now. This is gaming, guys.
No,
I'm not gonna make this up to you.
Is the 6-hour cutscene rumor true? I don't. No, this has got to be fake. There's no evidence that this is real.
After this vending machine, I do not believe. I truly believe there was a cut where there's some minutes of a sex scene with a robot.
No, that sounds like something on Twitter that got made up and then the developer went away with it and then somewhere in translation it got lost. We're not here to talk about the 6-hour sex scene.
Well, I am.
Atomic Heart. But we are here to talk about Atomic Heart. But before that, did you know that you listening, yes, you, I'm talking to you right now, breaking the third wall. You listening right now. No one else can hear this except you, person. 574-651-9256. Shoot us a text message. Shoot us an email. That's not email. That'd be a voicemail. Whatever you want to do, let us know what you think about this podcast. What you think about other things on this podcast? Whether you hate the name, whether you love the name, whether you hate Basher, whether you hate me, let us know. 574-651-9256. Let's talk about some details for Atomic Heart, developed by Munfish Games, playable on PC, Xbox Series X and S. It does not say. I thought this was on Xbox One as well. Is that not true? Fact checking on the air. No, it is only available on Series X and S. Did not know that. Now, see, I. This is the world that we live in where you just can't tell. Can so no, just, it is available on Xbox One right? as well.
I mean, this is the only thing you have to do in every episode.
Like, what's funny is, like, it says it's optimized for Xbox Series X and S, and then in very little tiny letters, platforms, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Windows 10, Windows 11. The super small. I mean, I get it. You're trying to sell these consoles, right? But I typed in Xbox One and just can't. Can I tell you the difference between the 1X and Series X versions on this one? I'm assuming it's probably a 60-frame lock and a 30-frame lock, considering this runs at 60 frames. Let's see what else we have. There's no cloud saves on this one, so whatever you start on, you are stuck with. But there are Xbox Live achievements on X... see, now, that's interesting. In the playable on and capabilities, it says Xbox cloud saves, but in the details, it does not. So I might have just lied to you. I don't know anything. I know absolutely nothing.
So dumb. Oh my God.
Welcome to a utopian world of wonders and perfection in which humans live in harmony with their loyal and fervent robots. Well, that's how it used to be. With the launch of the latest robot control system mere days away, only a tragic accident or global conspiracy could disrupt it. The unstoppable course of technology, along with secret experiments, have brought rise to mutant creatures, terrifying machines, and superpowered robots, all suddenly rebelling against their creators. Only you can stop them and find out what lies behind the idealized world. Using the combat abilities granted by your experimental power glove, your arsenal of blades, and cutting-edge weaponry, fight for your life in explosive and frantic encounters. Adapt your fighting style to each unique opponent. Combine your skills and resources, use the environment, and upgrade your equipment to overcome challenges and fight for good. Main story, 15 hours, with the main and extras of 23. Completionist of 33 hours. Atomic Heart. This was one that I was waiting for. I think a lot of people were waiting for this one. The trailers, man, give them a raise, because this game had some awesome, awesome trailers. So, Atomic Heart. Let's talk about it.
Can you tell me what was so awesome about these trailers? I mean, we had this conversation about just ourselves recently, just about just being jaded and cynical. I didn't see anything about these trailers that screamed, oh, great, a new first-person shooter that does something new, unique, or takes the existing formula and turning on its head. It just seemed like another floating camera with a gun in the air.
Have you ever heard of BioShock?
No, I'm a big System Shock fan, though. The same game?
I'm not a BioShock person. But what I'll say is, like, when Atomic Heart, the one thing it has going for it for me, I shouldn't say the one thing, I don't dislike this game. I don't like this game though either, is it's got a look to it. Like, it looks and feels from a visual perspective, unique and lived in. Now, from a gameplay perspective, it never, to me, looked that great. It never looked like a, you know, it did kind of look like a BioShock sort of light game, you know, very much stylized in that trailer style. However, when this game is doing everything that it wants to do for world building and the way that your powers work and everything, it's pretty unique and it looks really cool. And that's what a trailer is supposed to do, I guess, is the best way I could say it.
Fair enough.
I was always skeptical because playing it is obviously a completely different story, and it's hard to get it, you know, you just don't know until the controller's in your hands, kind of thing. But you know, there's lots of those magic shots of, yo, I've got psychic abilities and lightning abilities in my left hand, and I'm going to pick up this robot and throw it across the room like I'm Magneto, and then shock it with my left hand. Like, that's just cool. That's just cool stuff. But granted, again, the subject matter, but the world and everything about it, I was always just kind of like, this looks neat, but what is it, kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant. I guess, or where I was at. It had a style to it for sure, but to compare it to, and as I was playing it, my thought process was, if this came out a year or two before or after BioShock, or that during that time, I would probably be more engaged with it. But this really feels like a game that is one of that's probably in development for a while and just kind of in it skipped a generation of shooters where the genre was actually doing something kind of unique or cool at some point. I really despise when games, I mean, to this day, like Uncharted 2 is one of the best opening games of all time. Just one of the best openings of all time. And I just cannot get past playing these games now where the first 20 minutes is just you telling me about the world as I walk forward. And it just took so long for me to even get a gun in my hand, any weapon in my hand. And the first weapon is an axe. I'm just like, man, this is going to take a while, isn't it? Like I got to do melee combat in first person. This is not fun. It's almost never fun.
I say this with love and I say this with respect. This is a launch game feel.
Yes.
You just got your Xbox Series X. What can I play to show it off? This is that, because there are moments of this game from a visual perspective that I am in. Like, it looks cool. It's got a style to it. The way it moves, the way that, you know, it does. It looks like the trailers. Like, it genuinely does. But this is something that I'm always leery of, is whenever you've got a trailer that cuts and cuts and cuts and cuts, like from scene to scene to scene, I'm always just like, well, it's not that you're hiding something, but it's just like, I'm like, I get it. Like, you've got a visual style here, but you're also not letting me see the game be played. You're going through moments, and there's very few games that, you know, like, I think Doom is like the only one, because Doom 2016 had a very similar trailer style of, like, because it was the glory kills, right? Like, that was the easiest thing that you could show off that was like, yo, this game is visceral. And this game has that shot of, because eventually you get the axe where, and you can do the move where you just like spin around with it, right? And that was something that Dying Light was a huge proponent of like, yo, you're gonna take this thing and spin around with it.
It's just so dumb.
Yeah, and but in a trailer it looks cool, right? Like, it's just like, whoa, like,
wrong.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good point.
There's so much stuff around, like, I gotta spin. And you do that in the game, it's just like, whoa.
you're so right. I never realized that spin around move with the melee weapon, like, it really does look cool in every trailer, but like in practice, right, it sucks.
It's not even that it sucks. It's impractical. There's never been a time if I'm surrounded in any first person game, I'm dead. Like, there's never an instance where I should be able to spin around and get kills. You know, it's dumb. How did I get here? What was I talking about?
the way the trailer cuts and how they
this game has launch energy for me. I wouldn't be surprised if this was originally supposed to be a launch game. Granted, like, we're 3 years in, but, you know, COVID put a lot of things behind. This is coming from Munfish, which I like. Like, this is one of the most torn I've been on a games in a long time, because exactly like you said, in that it's kind of the opposite of what you wanted to do. But, like, BioShock did it too, right? Like, we're going to walk you through the first 20 minutes and you're not really going to do anything. We're just going to introduce you to the world. And for some odd reason, like, it works sometimes, but in this one, I don't know. It just didn't work for me. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, I it's hard to say exactly why it works in some games and does not work in others. BioShock, I don't know if... Maybe it's because we've played so many of these for so long that we can kind of see the coding, like see the matrix happening. However, even now, like, I feel like BioShock had a presentation and a feel of this kind of dread, and I don't know what's going to happen next. Whereas this felt such like, the first 20 minutes or so of this game felt like that moment in the movie where the bad guy is just telling the plan and you're just listening to it. And I guess for me personally, when I think about the BioShock days, specifically games like that, there was more going on, like that I knew about, like the like especially like the electric like the superpowers that you get there were just a little bit more had a little more oomph to it, whereas starting off with an axe and building yourself up to a garbage shotgun. Do not give me a garbage shotgun. Yeah. That's the worst thing you could do in a shooter for me. Like, yeah, it gets better.
It's almost Resident Evil. Like, it starts you off with nothing, and it takes a long time before you really start to, you know, feel like you can take on these enemies without feeling like you're breaking it. And that's the what's the name of that developer? The Dishonored people, Arkane. Arkane games have that for me too, of like those games take a long time to get going. They think because they're all about the world building, and that's really what this game wants to be, but it doesn't miss it for me, but it also doesn't nail it either. Like, I am so back and forth on this game of every time like I get to a new area and I see something new, I'm like, that's cool. But then it's like there's too much time in between the cool moments. And there's not a lot of backtracking in this game. However, it feels like there's a lot of backtracking in this game. It's really strange. There's so many moments of like, okay, it's a first person shooter. It's like, okay, hey, I need you to go to this area. And then like you get to, it's like, oh, wait a minute. There's a lock on this door. And it's not like, go find the key. It's like, hey, go find the five keys.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like,
I'm actually like,
like, but the thing is, those five areas, they're not even like the same area. Like, you're still going on this adventure and you're going to five unique areas, but for some odd reason, the fact that I got to that door and then it's like, oh, by the way, like something about the flow of the game is just like agonizing at times.
You're so right. Like, yeah.
But I still want to see what's in those five rooms. I don't know what it is. Like, there's something about it that is just driving me nuts, and I really can't put my finger on it. But
it doesn't help either that I'm stuck with two characters that I just do not like these people.
Yeah, that's might be it though. Honestly, it's like that. The thing is I don't really like BioShock either. Like, I'm that person where.
But you know what?
I respect it, but and I can play it and I understand why people like it, but I'm just like, not for me.
You know
like,
what? That guy, the antagonist in BioShock, because you don't say anything in as the character, but the antagonist right. though, he's leading you down this path, and the way he does it and the actor's performance. Works for me. We're now in a world where every single dialogue piece needs to be written like a Marvel character, and it's so freaking annoying. Like it was so novel back in the day, and then even then, like games back then, like they at least had different types of writing styles so that you can kind of grasp onto something. Whereas like even Atomic Heart has this quippy idiot just because you're so who you spend the most time with is your main character and the character's glove. The glove talks now, and you have to deal with these people talking to these, well, him talking to this machine, and all he has to say to this machine is just negative, awful, just quippy, like, shut up, who asked you, this again. It's like the machine's just trying to help you out, bro. Like, why are you being such a douche about everything? Like right. He's such a, like, the machine in the glove, like, almost never pushes back. Like, there's a point where you're walking and he's like, and the glove says something like, here's the key that he's gonna help you get inside that door. He's like, oh, no crap, Sherlock. And it's like, you wouldn't have found this key if it wasn't for this glove.
Right. It to me, it's an attempt to be GLaDOS, and it's just not there. Like, and I guess that's probably my problem with the game is, like, look, everything's derivative of everything these days, and that's not a problem. But if you're going to be that blatant about it, you've got to be better about it. And that's just where I don't dislike the game. It's just not consistent enough for me to, from a story perspective and a dialogue perspective, to really, I won't say recommend it. It's just like, I want to keep playing it and I want to see what's going on, but I kind of wish I could just maybe watch somebody play it. Like, cause yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I think what also gets to me is, it's just a first person shooter. You know, it's not doing anything like you mentioned Doom earlier. Doom 2016 really took that idea of the first person shooter and said, let's just take it up a notch. Let's make it super. Let's bring back that kind of twitch aspect of it. Let's keep you in the fight. Let's keep you moving. Let's keep you here's a glory kill. And by doing that, you get something in return for it. This is really feels just like you're like a developer's first person shooter. It is.
Yeah. You're playing on PC or console?
A console.
So the
controls.
I want to cap off the story of saying, like, look, I'm about 8 hours in this game. And so I cannot, we typically like to have one person at least finish the game before we talk about it, but time reasons we couldn't. I don't think it matters in this instance, because after 8 hours, if I'm not sold by the story that's going on after 8 hours, something's wrong. I don't care what the end of this game is. I don't care if it's got the best twist in the history. I don't care if the twist is better than BioShock's. It's missing something there. Now, the gameplay is, I wanted to try it on PC before we got on, just to see if I'm crazy, but, like, bro, what is up with the strafing?
Oh,
am I crazy,
or is it the worst strafing ever? Okay. Like, all right. Like, when you move diagonally or take a sharp strafe left or right, like, it is, it, like, janks
it's
up.
It's weird. Yeah, like, it's like his legs become, like, twisted or something, and he can't do, like,
and
it can't be like that on PC, right? Like, it almost feels like before, like, we figured out controllers on PC, or you know, you'd buy a controller on PC and the game didn't support it natively. So sometimes, like, when you turned, like, it wasn't really registering a joystick. It was registering the forward and left key at the same time. So it was like a weird kind of, like, sort of turn thing. Like, it really feels like that.
No.
You
nailed it. This is a launch title. This is exactly a launch. Yeah. This is what we're playing right now, and I really wish that, because the aesthetic is really cool.
It's neat. Like, from, like, throughout the game, they're doing things that I didn't think they would do, from a art perspective, from a enemy perspective. Like, there's some truly cool stuff to look at. However, the way you play the game is basically the same from start to finish so far. Like, and it's kind of annoying in that I thought I was going to kind of mid-max this game of, like, I put everything I had at first into the axe. Like, I was just like, all right, like, that's how I'm going to play this game. Because you get the gun, the shotgun, like I said, it's okay. Like, it works against the regular robot enemies decently, especially if you're just trying to finish them off kind of thing. Or if you get surrounded, like, okay, I need to, like, kind of take out these guys quickly. But I wanted this axe to be like, okay, when I hit you, it's going to hurt kind of thing. Can't really do that. Like, it really does want to play like a first person shooter. It's just that it doesn't give you those options until like 4 hours in, until you really have some guns, until you really can, like, power them up. And you're fighting different kinds of enemies, and, like, it's got good first person shooter energy, but yeah, playing it,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Is just like, it's like, man, like, I just kind of wish this was better.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
And it's frustrating.
To add to the frustration for me, you speak about upgrading the weaponry. The way you upgrade weaponry is, or even yourself, is you have to defeat enemies. They drop stuff, but also you have to loot the environment. And never has looting felt so tedious to me.
See, and that, like, but it looks cool.
They made it look cool, but I think they overused it. I think they created a an effect or a look of loot of looting instead. What if we do this in every room, like all the time?
Yeah, and that, and it's weird. Yeah, because so like basically you've got your glove thing, and it can basically magnetize everything. And so like you go into a room and you can open all the drawers, you can open all the boxes, and like stuff just flies out at you. But what's super annoying is that, like, I don't know what exactly triggers it, but every once in a while he puts the glove down, like you took something large, and it's like, okay, well, I got to put this in my pocket, you know, something like that. And it just stops. It stops all the momentum of you looting this room. It stops the effect. It stops everything. I'm like, why does it do that? Just let me loot the room, because it is very tedious. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's like Bethesda level tedious of just like, I'm going to open up this chest. I'm going to open up this other chest. This even says empty, opening it anyway. Like, it's got that energy to it. But then if it just wouldn't stop from time to time, I'd feel a lot better about it. Also, am I crazy, or did the game not tell you the correct information at the start when it came to like your little detective vision thing? I swear it said press right bumper, or maybe it's left bumper, I'm not sure which bumper it is, to do this, but you have to press it twice. Did it not say that, or am I
detective
crazy?
Detective mode, yes. To enter detective mode, you have to tap and then tap again, hold.
Right.
So tap, like, and then tap again, hold. And it
didn't say that, right?
It did say that.
It just said, okay, so I started this before the first patch came out. Maybe I'm just crazy. I am kind of an idiot sometimes. So, like, maybe
but even it, but then, like, it's still like, why am I doing a tappity tap?
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, it's, it doesn't need, like, to, I said, that. It's got that launch game energy. Like, it's just like they haven't quite figured it out yet. Like, it's super, it's, I like the game though. It's cool. There's some cool stuff in it.
I'm
like,
so disappointed in this game, because I like the aesthetic. I like the world that is built. I like the look of it. It's just everything around it is just so tedious. Like, I'm looking at the upgrade list, and that's the thing too. Like, the robot machine that does all your upgrading and wants to have sex with you very, very badly.
It doesn't stop though either. Like, that's the part that drives. Like, the first time it was kind of like, okay, like, that's kind of funny. But then, like, every time you go to a vending machine, it's just like, yo, I'm a horny vending machine. And I'm just like, okay, like, got it. Like, yeah,
it's the GLaDOS thing. Like, look, we made a funny thing. Let's keep it funny. Like, just stop it. And then you can see all the upgrades available, like, by the end of the game, which I think is something games should not do, by the way. But you can see all...
Yeah, that's a tough one, yeah.
When you can see all the upgrades, like, sure, it excites you in a way where it's like, oh, I want to get that gun at some point. But in this game, in games like this, it becomes, all right, I got to play another 10 hours before I get that thing unlocked. Because until I get to that point, I have to use a lesser, more boring weapon. The initial weapons, right, you get are just so lackluster. I don't want to grind my way through this game to get the good weapon. You have to give me something that's fun to use. I'm thinking, like, go back to BioShock. When you first get your electricity powers and you get swarmed by enemies, if there's water on the floor, hit the water, you just zap them all. Like, and that's just, right, a cool effect. It's like, okay, great. Like, this, I can use this in certain type of ways, and it's devastating. In Atomic Heart, you get your first electricity power, you zap the thing, and it just goes, what? Oh, did you hit me with a thing?
Yeah, it's
nothing. It's a bolt of nothing. And it's like, so I have to use this bolt of nothing for the next 4 hours before you give me something that's useful or fun to use. Like, this is just not.
But by the end, I know something
cooler on the other end, because I'm seeing the list.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I think the problem is that, and I mean, there's a lot of problems. In this instance, is that even though when you start getting to the end of that skill tree, it's cool. Like you're doing more devastating things. But it still lacks that sort of, it's not even world building. Like, it lacks that, like, you've been dropped into this world and you look cool doing the things, but like you said, like a BioShock or a Doom, you know, something like that. Like, I feel like I'm using the world to my advantage. To here, I'm just a dude with powers that got dropped into this robot world. Like, it's missing that other piece somewhere. And I it's, but the thing is, like, again, I don't know if it's bad. It's just like, it's got that launch game energy. Like, that's the best that really I can
is.
Say.
It really is just that, man. Like, it's a game I didn't know was coming out for the most part. Saw a trailer, was like, eh, whatever. And then somehow I'm still disappointed because of the things that it did to look good.
Right. So visually, it's awesome. And another reason why it's got that launch game energy for me is, like, I am a snob when it comes to picture and audio quality, probably more audio than anything. Audio sucks in this game hard. Like, if you've got a decent headset, it probably sounds okay because you're two speakers. But if you've got surround sound and stuff like that, it's one of the, like, worst balanced audio experiences I've played in a long time. Like, the front stage is way too quiet, while the backstage is way too loud. And I know someone's gonna be like, well, you just got your stuff configured wrong. No, trust me, I don't. I really don't. And it's weird. Like, it's just like, sometimes the sweeping doesn't sweep all the way. Like, it sweeps from left to right, but not behind you. Like, it's got really weird things like that. And, you know, fighting the robots and fighting the flying robots, like, it's fun and it's cool, but, like, I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
I don't know, man.
Like, it's, I don't know if I've been this frustrated with the game in a long time. Like genuinely, it's, I want to like it more than I do. But, like, are we crazy? Cause no, but, like, are we nitpicking at this point?
I don't believe so. I feel like By picking up this controller the first half an hour, I feel like I've played better shooters. I mean, in between me playing this and Call of Duty with a buddy, just shooting, just, we know how shooting should feel at this point.
Right.
This is not that. This is doesn't, gameplay wise, shooter wise, just doesn't add a feeling to the mechanic that is either unique or even over the top fun. It doesn't do anything like a Call of Duty. It's not as safe and conservative as a Call of Duty. It's not as fluid and out there as a Titanfall. It doesn't even have, like, just that guttural, just feel good shooting of, like, a Bungie game. It is really just like developer's first title shooter, and it just doesn't feel great.
It's the Rise of the Xbox Series X. I still like Rise, though. Look, man, Rise was cool.
I like that game. I like Rise, but I don't like BioShock. That's where we at, guys.
Exactly. Rise is a better game than BioShock. That's what we have. That's what the conclusion that we've come to. So when it comes to this game, when it comes to Atomic Heart, though, so pass on it, pass it on. Like,
I really can't tell someone to play this game. There are other better shooters to play in this game. Like, as much as I dislike that last Halo, like, you could go play Halo instead. Like, it's just not.
Like, yeah, because
at least you got multiplayer over there. Like, I don't even that's not good. But I mean, I don't, it doesn't have the BioShock level story, it doesn't have the Titanfall level gameplay, and it doesn't even have the. It doesn't have the, like, the Metro 2033 aesthetic down completely. You know, like, it's there, but it's not nearly as good. It just lacks overall polish, and I feel like by the end of it, you're not going to get anything out of it that's special enough for your time.
Yeah, it's. I like it though.
if I still like it.
I do. Like, that's tough. Like, oddly enough, like as we were talking about launch games, like I was thinking about 360 launch games, and I was like, you know what game I also played on 360 that was terrible? I was kind of all right. King Kong. I think we all played King Kong. like, because we had nothing to play on 360, right? Like, we had Call of Duty 2 and Amped 3, and then when you were done with those games, you went to Blockbuster, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll play King Kong. Like,
I did not play King Kong. I don't know.
This is better than King Kong, I can tell you that. King Kong was a first-person shooter, by the way. It was a really weird, yeah. It's tough. Like, my gut is saying no, but at the same time, I'm also kind of like, you know what? Like, I think somebody could have a really good time with this, because it's got that slower gameplay, but again, at the same time, it lacks that depth in gameplay that you kind of want. It's almost like a Resident Evil Lite, you know? Like, it's because you're upgrading your weapons and you can make some new weapons, and like, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's really just you versus one or two things at a time. And that's what I think, that's probably what always drove me nuts about Resident Evil, and that's why I just don't love those games, is there's a lot of cool stuff in those games, but most of the time it's just me versus one or two zombies at a time. And that's basically the energy here. Like, anytime I get overwhelmed by something, the game doesn't turn bad, but it's just like the magic sort of, it's just not there anymore. It's really not made for large encounters.
It definitely, like, turns bad, man. Like, when you get those three, when you get three of those robot things running at you, and you don't have bullets for your garbage shotgun, all you have is your axe. It is just a painful gameplay experience. I mean,
yeah, but then you got your little shocker, you got your ice, and then you freeze one of them, and then you hit them with your axe, and they explode. Like,
it's better.
It's got moments. Gets better, yeah, it's got, yeah, it does. Like, but even at the end, like, you still you don't break the game in a way that you want to,
right?
And it's still better though. Like, it's still better. So it's, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I guess, yeah, I'll say I agree. Pass on it. Probably not worth your time. And by the rules of this show, I'm going to stick to that kind of thing. I'm not going to do the whole, unless you're this person, but like, now it's, I kind of wish it was shorter. I wish it got to its point a lot quicker, because I think there's a lot of bloat in here that doesn't need to be. But I mean, for the first game of a series, like, if this was a launch game, this would be a different conversation, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Agree. Yeah.
But there you go. So when it comes to Atomic Heart, pass on it. Is that our first pass of the year?
It could very well be.
Yeah, we missed some time there, so I'm curious of what we did. So, because, yeah, we did High on Life, Chained Echoes, Walking Dead. Oh, no, Serious Sam 4. We did Serious Sam 4.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah,
no,
that's
yeah, not that, our
that's
first.
That's garbage.
Yeah, not our first. So, fortunately, that's our first pass. So, right, that's going to do it for this episode. When it comes to the future, I think our next game we're going to talk about is Merge and Blade.
Merge and Blade, yeah.
Merge and Blade, yeah, that's the next game on the list.
I actually just beat a level while doing this podcast.
There you go. So it's a podcast game. There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass and Atomic Heart. We'll see you next time with Merge and Blade.
Good day, sirs.